before we bring on our next guest, we got to do it upright. Charlie, spin that.
Ooh, yeah.
This will get you going, Greg Polk. I can see you dancing in your chair right now.
Is that what that is?
That's right. He is the Impact Wrestling World Champion, headlining this Saturday night's pay-per-view, Hard to Kill. The great Rich Swann joins us. Rich, how you doing, champ? It's John and Greg. Good morning.
Baby, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, you sound great. You sound ready to go, man. I tell you what. I am a mark for ring entrance themes, and yours is absolutely the best. You got to tell me the story behind this song. I love it.
Hey, you know, the story is I came into Impact Wrestling, and my man Sanjay Dutt, he said, you know what, Swan? I know you're used to that funky uptown beat music. You like that music where you can come out and show the people your energy, show the people that you can electrify the whole building, you know what I'm saying, just by a single move without even touching your opponent. And, you know, when I heard that beat drop, hey, baby, I said, that's it right there. That's it right there. Came down that ramp in Windsor, baby. Oh, they said, oh, baby, too. Oh, the first time they heard it. Oh, man. I appreciate you, though. It is a hot song.
It is, and I just remember at Bound for Glory when you beat Eric Young to win the championship. The show went off the air, but there was a big old dance party in the middle of the ring. The entire roster came out, and they were dancing to that song, and it was one of the coolest things I ever saw. And you were nice enough to take a picture with me moments after you defeated Eric Young to win the championship. Just how excited are you about this Saturday night, the Hard to Kill pay-per-view, first big pay-per-view for Impact Wrestling for 2021?
You know, it's going to be another pay-per-view that Impact Wrestling makes history. You know, we're nothing short of a company that goes in and always, from top to bottom, we all bust our ass and bring the top of the game. This Saturday at Hard to Kill, bro, it's going to be me and the Motor City Machine Guns taking on the newly formed Bullet Club, reformed Bullet Club. Kenny Omega, we see he's on a tear. He's killing it everywhere. One of the most renowned professional wrestlers of our time. Teaming up with a tag team, you know, that have been bestowed upon the greatest tag team, the best tag team in the world. You know what I'm saying? They won tag team championships in Japan. They're revered all over the world. Now all of our skills, our wrestling scientific brains, all getting into the ring at Hard to Kill in the main event. I think the wrestling industry just might explode.
Well, Rich, what I want to know is, here you are, the champion of Impact Wrestling. You know, you earned it. You a great match against Eric Young. You beat him at Bound for Glory. You earned the championship. Here you are riding high. You're the top guy in the company. And all of a sudden, Executive Vice President Don Callis decides to bring in his buddy, Kenny Omega, who's the AEW World Champion. And he's kind of coming in on your territory a little bit and trying to kind of bully people along with his buddies, the Good Brothers. As you said, the newly formed Bullet Club. As a champion, that can't be sitting well with you, as a champion of Impact Wrestling, to have the AEW champ come in and try to mark his territory.
You know, it doesn't sit well. And I won't take anything away from Kenny Omega and his abilities. He is the world champion. But one thing that definitely doesn't sit well with me is Don Callis talking about how he's been the invisible hand that's been in Kenny Omega's life for over 20 years and helped him get to that position. We even saw it. We've seen Don Callis slip that microphone in and help Kenny Omega become world champion. Now, you turn back to Impact and Bound for Glory, like you said. You look at Rich Swann and Eric Young, there was no shenanigans. I didn't have anybody help me get me there. I didn't have an invisible hand 20 years world champion in New York City.
Well, I got to go with Rich Swann. I mean, but, you know, I'm biased. I'm a huge Rich Swann fan. Rich Swann, Impact Wrestling champion, joins us on the Greg Polk and John Burton Show.
Hey, Rich, I'm the novice of the bunch here. I learned a lot from Charlie and John about the sport and really intrigued by where did it all start? And I read somewhere that you started training to be a professional wrestler at the age of 14. Just why? I mean, what was the impetus to head that way?
you know, at the time, I didn't really have much guidance in my life due to personal issues. My mother passed away. My father passed away. The one guiding light through my life was professional wrestling. In Baltimore, Maryland, there was a school, Eastern Wrestling Alliance, that I would go to. They would mentor me. I had a mentor, Adam Flash, who was very successful in this industry and out the independent wrestling circuit. I had my friends, you know, with me, and, you know, they just pushed me and pushed me. I moved to Pennsylvania. There was another school up there that Adam Flash was associated with. And from there, the ball just kept rolling. I just kept working my tail off. And, you know, just this has always been my dream from, you know, since I was knee high. I could remember just watching professional wrestling, watching guys like Bret Hart, watching guys like Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero, Dean Malenko, watching the best come out, you know what I'm saying, do it. And I always wanted to emulate that. I always wanted to be that. When that finally came into my path, instead of choosing a path that so many others in my age group and my environment were choosing, I chose to stick with professional wrestling. I love where it's got me.
And another thing that intrigues me, throughout all of your stops and all your championships and everything, you were part of the a Mexican circuit. Talk about wrestling in Mexico. That's in just what I've seen from the outside looking in. That's a whole different world, isn't it?
You know, Mexico, it definitely is crazy. It's definitely an outlaw, town, country. When it comes to professional wrestling, I wrestled for a company called DTU, which was associated with Combat Zone Wrestling, which was an ultra-violent.
Oh, yeah.
An ultra-violent company. And there was a lot of light tubes. There was a lot of glass, a lot of barbed wire. But then on the flip side, there was also great junior heavyweight action. That was a place that sparked guys like Flamita, Grand Metallic, Bandito, Daga, myself. We'd go out there and we would give a different style. Instead of the ultra-violent, the high-flying, great technical style, and nothing against hardcore wrestling. It was just something different that the people saw, and I got their respect. They would throw the pesos in the ring after. It will get a little scary, you know what I'm saying? Because they could be sitting up at the very top in the nosebleeds, and they want to make it to the middle of the ring. So think about a coin coming from the very top of the nosebleeds, and somebody just, you know, I'm going to try to be the best pitcher in the world. You will not be happy about getting money, a dollar, whatever it is. You're going to be mad and looking up like, who did that? But at the same time, you're like, you know what, but I appreciate your gratitude. I love you for that. But God dang, just meet me up after. If you want to give me something, just meet me up at the time. Do something. I don't know. Don't wing it at my head, please.
We're talking with Rich Swann, Impact Wrestling World Champion. Hard to Kill pay-per-view coming up this Saturday night. Looking forward to that. Rich, when I watch you in the ring, one of the many things I admire about you is your athleticism and the fact that you could pretty much wrestle any style. You can wrestle the American style. You can obviously wrestle the more athletic Mexican lucha style. And I've seen you lay it in as well. You can go Japanese strong style if you need to. Is how much of what kind of badge do you wear when how good does that make you feel to know that, hey, no matter what kind of style my opponent wants to wrestle, I can do it?
You know, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel accomplished. But even though, you know, just knowing those styles, I know that I don't know everything. You're always learning. You're always learning from every opponent you get into the ring with. But, you know, that just the mixture of styles comes from, you know, just being well-traveled and going to those places. And it just really shows me that my hard work paid off into going to places like Mexico and England to learn the catch-as-catch-can style, mm-hmm. or going to Japan and to learn that strong style. And the promotion that I went to in Japan, I stayed there for 4 years, and I basically lived in Japan over there. And the company that I wrestled for was Dragon Gate Pro Wrestling, which was a hybrid style of lucha libre and Japanese strong style together, with a splash of the entertainment value that you would see on World Wrestling Entertainment. And just being there, that really crafted me and honed my skills, staying in the dojo, working with those guys like a Dragon Kid, a Yoshino, Naruki Doi, Shingo Takagi, Shima, BB Hawk, Mochizuki Masaki, and the list just goes on, you know. And those guys, they really helped mold me into the style that you see today.
Hmm. How much fun is it going to be for you to team up with the Motor City Machine Guns? So glad to see those guys come back. They were a staple at Impact Wrestling back when they were known as TNA back in the late, you know, 2000s, early 2010s. And now, you know, they were gone for a while. Now they're back. And they're a lot like you, man. Athletic guys that like to fly around the ring and entertain and have fun.
You know, it's definitely, it's another dream come true because, like you said, the Motor City Machine Guns, Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley, whether they be together or in singles competition, they're two guys that have pioneered the style that, you know, I, you know, try to go after today and perfect. And it's no secret, I used to be in a tag team with Trevor Mann, who goes by Ricochet, and we were known as the Inner City Machine Guns. And, you know, nice. We were going around the world, coming out to All Night Long, Lionel Richie. And one thing people always wanted to see was the Motor City Machine Guns versus the Inner City Machine Guns. And then now, fast forward to a different point in my career, and I'm going to be able to be alongside those guys, guys that helped make me into what I am today. Well, like I said,
and one of your opponents Saturday night is going to be Carl Anderson, the Machine Gun. So it's going to be Machine Guns everywhere.
Machine Guns everywhere. And the thing is, Carl Anderson and Alex Shelley, they're no strangers to each other. As you know, they used to be in the New Japan dojos and everything like that with each other. So, hey, man, you never know. The Bullet Club just might not be as strong as they think they are with
you. That's what's
it's
up.
Been a long time. It's been a long time since they done been together linked up.
Now, my partner, John, of course, TV guy by day, and you're going to be there, right, John?
Yeah, I'll be there.
I will throw you several pesos, Rich, and not hit you with them if you will do a Phoenix Splash with my partner John on the other end, on the receiving end. Okay? How many pesos does that take?
Hey, man. I don't know, man. I like John, though. I like John.
Appreciate you, man. Hey, if worst comes to worst, I can take a flat back bump. I did some indie work in the Pittsburgh area a few years ago. So I don't know if I could take a Phoenix Splash, but if, you know, I could probably take a Russian leg sweep or something like that. Anything where I could just take a flat back bump. Yeah.
Nice breath style. Okay. Nice little Russian. All right. Nice hitman style. All right. I mean, well, I know now.
Yeah, that'll still get pesos from me, too. Okay.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, 25.
Hey, real quick, 30 seconds or less, why should people plunk down the money and get Hard to Kill this Saturday on pay-per-view?
You should front down the money because you're going to see some things that, you know, you've never seen before. Things right now in Impact Wrestling is at a all-time high. You're going to see guys go in and give their all. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see Sami Callihan Eddie Edwards, barbed wire massacre. You're going to see the finals of the Knockouts Tag Team Division. And baby, you're going to see some X Division high flying action after being in the ring with Chris Bay. I might not like his little tactics, but I got to give him his respect. I kind of hope he does come out with the X Division title, and then you'll have the main event. Two world champions in the ring at the same time. Two different companies.
Oh, man.
What are you trying to see?
Oh, it's going to be a great night, Rich. Thanks so much. Good luck on Saturday night. I look forward to seeing you, and can't wait for Hard to Kill, my man.
Yeah, little Lionel Richie, right, Charlie, taking us out.
No. Just be going all night long. No.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Welcome to the party.